Hello.
Thank you for taking our confidential and secure poll about Aurora Public School and possible issues on this year. Are you registered to vote at this address in Colorado?
Yes.
Registered as Democrat, Republican, registered Independent, Republican. Thank you.
Just Republican.
And this November, there will be an election for U.S. President and other offices. How certain are you to vote? Very certain, somewhat certain, or do not too certain?
Very certain.
Very certain. First of all, considering general conditions like the economy and quality of life, do you feel things in the Aurora area are heading more in the right direction or in the wrong direction?
I think in the wrong direction.
What is your opinion of how people living in the neighboring areas of Denver and Cherry Creek view Aurora generally? Do you think they see Aurora as about the same as where they live, as having a better quality of life, as having a lower quality of life, or do not know?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I understand. In general, how would you rate the quality of public schools in Aurora Public School District where you live? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I think it's very poorly.
How familiar are you with the areas, neighborhoods, and school within the Aurora Public School District, including its size and geographic territory? Very familiar, somewhat familiar, or not at all familiar?
I feel kind of like very familiar, kind of. No, not very familiar, somewhat familiar.
Okay.
I really don't involve myself in all that, but...
Have you heard or read anything about Blueprints APS?
No.
Do you think the overall level of property taxes Colorado homeowners pay are much too high, somewhat high, about right, or probably a little low given the quality and level of services provided?
I think really high.
Have you heard about, read about, or experienced a recent increase in Colorado state property taxes?
Yes, I have. I have experienced that.
While nobody likes paying higher taxes, Colorado recently sent our notices and raised homeowners' property taxes by 25%, which of the following applies best to you and your household? Can afford and absorb this increase without any problems? Can pay this increase, but it really squeezes our budget, requiring cutbacks or other spending? Cannot afford this increase, it hurts household finances badly, does not pay renter, or you don't know?
Well, I'm renting to own, so I pay what they tell me to pay, but it's just hard when it comes to like me getting food for just myself only. You know, I only have enough food for my kids, and I really don't have that much food for me.
I understand. As you may or may not know, because Colorado voters rejected the governor's Proposition 8H ballot issue last fall, the state will be sending every Colorado taxpayer an $800 check in May. What kind of impact will this payment have on your household finances? A big positive impact, and a small positive impact, or not really much impact at all?
I don't think it'd be really too much impact because, you know, I'm currently working, so I don't know where the $800 is coming from. Where is that coming from?
I see. If the following ballot issue is up for a vote in the upcoming November 2024 elections, would you vote yes or no on a $1 billion bond for Aurora Public School with no increase in property taxes to pay for repairing and renovating older schools to provide all our students with a high-quality education facilities, repurposing schools to provide new and real-world learning opportunities for all students, expanding schools' choice and programming options for more APS students, adding additional spaces in schools for mental health providers to increase students' access to mental health services through the district.
I think vote that yes. I vote yes on that.
I see. Thank you. Also, Aurora Public Schools may ask voters to approve a $30 million mill levy override ballot issue that, without increasing property taxes, would fund ongoing maintenance needs for schools buildings, ensure access to upgraded technology, and free up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff. Would you vote yes or no on this?
I think they need new staff, definitely that. I don't think they're really teaching them kids like they're supposed to. That's what I'm coming to figure out. You know, they're not really teaching, you know, the kids, not even arithmetic, you know. They count to 50 and they just pass some up on the grade. And I just feel like it's ridiculous because I actually have been a substitute teacher. So I have been teaching like, you know, I teach, like, when I go to college, work, study, and I taught a lot of kids that didn't even, the only thing they know how to say is I don't know how to read and write. You know, I don't want to learn how to read and write. I only can count to 50. I mean, you know.
Okay.
Hello?
So, yeah, the question would be, vote yes, vote no, or don't know?
I would say yes, they need to put $1 billion into school and they need to really teach them. They're not going to teach them
okay.
What the hell they're doing there.
Understood. The following up, do you agree or disagree with these statements, those against these Aurora Public Schools bond and mill levy bailout might make, since property taxes are so high already and going up to continually, it is better for taxpayers to vote against any new APS bond and a mill levy increases in order to lower property taxes instead, especially since this big district that has enough money already would spend this extra money on projects far from my neighborhood. Agree, disagree, or don't know?
I agree on that.
Okay. Lastly, here are some statements that supporters of the APS bond and mill levy bailout issue might make. Rate each as a very strong, somewhat strong, or weak reason to vote yes on this 2024 bailout issue. Providing more spaces for mental health professionals to work with students will help thousands of more students cope with today's pressures and be safe, more productive learners. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason.
That's the thing. I have to say very strong reason because, you know, they're not being productive as the school and, you know, teaching these kids. And when I teach these kids, they're like, I don't know how to read or write. Everybody, you know, they're partially blind, deaf, whatever, you know, sign language, all kind of stuff. So it's kind of like at the same time, I just, you know, it's kind of sad when they're not teaching them. They're just passing them up the grade, you know.
Understand. Continual security upgrades, including updated cameras, more secure entry vestibules, and locking mechanism on classroom doors are necessary at all schools these days to keep our kids safe and secure. Very strong reason.
I strongly agree. I strongly agree.
The bond will fund a skill training program called P-TECH, a partnership with a community college, APS, and local employers that includes a specialized technology training for today's skilled jobs, internships, mentoring, and apprenticeships to so students graduate ready to fill available jobs. Very strong.
Very
somewhat
strong.
Strong
on that.
Very strong. Doing school renovations and replacements, making building more energy efficient, saves taxpayers millions of dollars in lower utility bills and reduces the district carbon emissions footprint. Very strong reason. Somewhat a strong reason. Weak reason. Don't know or refused.
I say, I don't know.
Okay. Many APS buildings that are 30 to 40 or even 50 years old have maintenance needs that have been put off for years. Just like any home or property this old, the building need to be renovated, repaired, and refreshed. So these schools last and students have good learning environment. Very strong reason. Somewhat strong reason, weak reason, or don't know.
Very strong reason.
These large bond and teachers pay mill levy come with no tax increase. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, weak reason, or do not know.
Strong reason. Very strong reason.
The best way to build a stronger, safer future for Aurora community is to invest more in educating our kids, giving them skills needed to succeed today, jobs market, and keeping our schools in good shape. Very strong reason.
Very strong reason.
With both Denver and Cherry Creek funding implemented in their schools, Aurora needs to stay competitive by providing and modernizing its schools. Very strong reason. Somewhat strong reason.
Very strong
weak,
reason.
Very strong. This large bond package will help Aurora Public Schools in the best school district in the state. Very strong reason.
Very strong reason.
Bond funding would allow the district to build more spaces to expand preschool programming to prepare its youngest learners for succeed in kindergarten and throughout their K-12 education. Very strong reason, somewhat strong reason, weak reason.
Very strong reason.
Providing students and staff with updated technology devices and ensuring that schools have the latest state-of-the-art technologies to keep students engaged and excited about learning. Very strong. Somewhat strong,
very
weak
strong.
Reason.
I be teaching them kids, and them kids do not be knowing nothing at all. Like, they not even, like, only thing they can do is spell their name. Like, for real, I teach them kids, and when I teach them, they pass. It's like then nobody don't have patience to teach them, man. And if you want to be a teacher, what the hell is the point of being a teacher and you're just not, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It's frustrating.
I see. This investment in Aurora Public School will keep the community's public schools strong and help increase property and home resale values. Very strong, somewhat strong, weak strong, or don't know.
I say very strong.
Finally, having heard all this information, would you vote yes or no on the following APS November 2024 ballot issues? A $1 billion bond to build state-of-the-art facilities for Aurora students to ensure older buildings are repaired and maintained, and to provide innovative workforce training at no additional property tax increase. Vote yes, vote no, or don't know.
I say very strong. I vote yes on that.
$30 million mill levy override to pay for ongoing maintenance needs for school buildings, ensuring access to upgraded technology and freeing up funding to adequately and competitively compensate teachers and staff at no additional property tax increase. You would vote yes, vote no?
I say yeah.
Okay. What is your gender, male, female, or other?
Female.
What is your age? Between 18 and 39? Between 40 and 54?
37.
Thank you. Do you consider yourself to be Hispanic, Mexican, or any other Latino ancestry?
Black, African American, and Latino.
Do you consider yourself to be African American or black?
Yeah.
Do you own or rent your current place for residence?
I'm renting to own.
It's my apologies. Own. You said rent?
Rent to own.
Okay. And what country do you live in? Adams County? My apologies. What county? What county do you live in? Adams County or Arapahoe County?
I believe across let me see, Adams County.
Thank you. Do you have any children currently in Aurora Public School District?
Not anymore. They graduated.
Oh, okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Really appreciate it.
Okay, thank you for your time. Have a good one.
Thank you so much, and have a nice evening.
You do the same, too. God bless.
God bless you, too.
Bye.